We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. I'm your host, Cody. As always, Derek will be here in just a second. But guys, wanted to react to GM Chris Ballard and head coach Shane Steichen's draft reaction post the 2024 NFL draft. Kind of listen to their comments and then go from there and give some thoughts afterwards. So I want to dive right into this. So let's do that.
Team started picking up. I was ready, man.
I was going to make a suggestion. We were in there talking. We need to cut it to 3 minutes around.
Right.
Yeah.
We're
so.
Or cut it to six picks.
No, we'll go up to 12. How about that? Anyway, good day, good weekend. First, look, our staff, my staff, all our scouts, our medical people, our trainers, our doctors, like there's a lot that goes into the draft. And it's hours and hours of work. Our coaching staff, I mean, everybody's involved and everybody has a part in it. And can't thank them enough and the work and the job they did. It was tremendous. I mean, it really is. And it's always a fun three. I mean, you start this process really, you know, a week from now we'll start working on, you know, next year. And it's a long process. It goes for a year. A lot of these guys were studying 2-3 years at a time. Our scouts are studying them. And a lot of work goes into it, and I'm just very grateful and appreciative for them, all of them, you know, everyone that has a hand in it, you know. And when a player's really good, there's been a lot. It's not just one person, you know, that should get credit. It should be all of them. So very thankful. But a good day. You know, we started off taking Tanner, who, you know, Wisconsin grad. It's always a good thing. But excited to get him. We think he's got a bright future. He started a lot of games at Wisconsin. He played both tackle positions at one time. He's played guard. He started at center. We think he's got really good value as an inside swing guy for us. And he's got a really bright, you know, really bright future. Anthony Gould, who we were really excited to get. The return game is going to be very important. This new kickoff return rule is going to change some things. It's a little bit of an unknown right now, but we think he's got, I mean, he's an explosive player with the ball in his hands. He's had a lot of success in college returning punts, you know, and he's pretty good wideout. So, you know, excited to get him. Jalen's an interesting guy, and we're really excited. We're going to play him at linebacker. Richard Smith, who I just love and think he's a great developer of players and talent. Richard loved him. We liked him. Interesting background is that he actually started as a freshman at corner, moved to safety, and now he's going to be a linebacker. He's kind of grown into that role, and we think he's got a really bright future. Kind of same thing with Jalen Simpson, where he's got some versatility where he can play corner, nickel, safety, played a lot of games in the SEC. And then, you know, Mike Abraham, you know, was a non-combine guy, but, you know, he played a lot of, I think he started something like 46 games in college, 12 picks, and excited to get him. And then our last one, Jonah's an interesting guy because You know, he's a four-year guy at Hawaii, 2 years at Oklahoma. He was a defensive end that they kicked inside this year as a three technique, and you finally saw his talent come to light. He needs some work and some development, but excited to get him. So, Chris, on you now.
This is the third day of the draft. All these guys, it's like position flexibility with all of them. And he can do this, he can do that. Is that what you look for, or is that just how this happens?
You're always, we're always asking the question, like, how's this guy getting the Sunday? All right, how's this guy going to dress? That's, you know, you're dressing 48 guys, eight linemen. So if you draft an offensive lineman, like, to just play one position, unless you're the starter, makes it very difficult. You know, you need to have a guy that can play both tackle spots, a guy that can play both guard spots and swing it, and then really two more guys that can snap the football. So, and I think it's the same thing at any position. You've got to have some versatility to be able to play multiple spots. So, you know, we've kind of tried to do that as much as we can every year, but this year was a little unusual with that.
Not so much certainly day one, maybe day two, but day three, day
three. I mean, you're really looking for guys with upside that, you know, you have a chance to hit on. You know, come down the line can be a future starter, which we know the odds are low. I mean, they are. The odds are low at it. But we've had some success in the third day. We've had a lot of success in the third day finding those type of players. So we're excited about the guys we got. That's our scouts. I mean, that's really – I mean, look, they're involved at every round, but I give them a lot of credit, especially on the third day. They're the ones that have been digging and fighting for these guys.
With Carlisle, how does his – he's got 34-inch arms and 80-inch wingspan. How does that play in the projection of linebacker?
Well, I mean, it's been kind of our – I mean, EJ Speed, when we took EJ in the – I remember the roll in the eyes when we took EJ in the fifth. I mean, EJ was a wide – people almost forget EJ was a wideout at Tarleton at one time. You know, that they moved to linebackers. So, I mean, I always think guys with length that can run have an advantage. So it's going to fit him well inside.
Shane, Chris said that you and Reggie were really beating the drum for AD throughout this process. What's really got you excited about him?
I think he's got a rare ability to separate at the top of routes. He's got an arsenal of releases, first press man. You can see it show up on tape. I mean, the guy had 11 touchdowns. I think he averaged 14.4 yards a catch. The guy's a competitor. And to get him where we got him, I couldn't be more fired up about it. And hats off to Chris and his staff. To add to that room with Pittman and Downs and Alec and Ashton and the rest of those guys, he's going to bring that speed element and that big playability too as well.
You see Cole be more than just a pump guy. He can help your offense.
He can do some things too now. I mean, he's had over 1,300 yards receiving last year. Obviously, he's got the return ability, but he can do some things at wide out as well. So to add that speed, I mean, he's a 4.33 guy, another speed guy. Obviously, we know Anthony can throw it, so it's good to get both those guys.
Shane, if you have the full complement of your weapons, you know, JT for a whole season, the guys you've added, Anthony, right? I mean, just smile, right? I mean, so, like, what can you do with that? How creative does that make you as a player?
It's actually a good problem to have because we got a lot of dudes. So we do. We got to do a great job. Obviously, there's one football that goes around, but we got a lot of talent, and we got to utilize that talent. And it's our job to put those guys in position to go do it. But we're fired up about what we have on offense. But we got to put the work in. You know what I mean? We get these guys in the building this off season and going into training camp and put them in position to succeed, but we're fired up about it.
With so many starters returning on both sides of the ball, how do you see this draft class kind of lifting the competition you'll have in this roster?
It's a great question. I'm fired up. Competition makes everybody better. And to add the guys that we did, couldn't be more fired up about the guys that we are adding. It's going to bring great competition on both sides of the football. Again, we talked about the continuity, everyone coming back, really both sides of the football. And then to add to these guys, we're fired up about it.
What do you think AD brings to your wide receiver room maybe you didn't have before?
I don't know. I mean, we obviously have really good players in there, but he's got big playability. I mean, 4.38 speed at 6'2", 205 pounds. And like I said, his ability to separate at the top of routes is very, very impressive.
Chris talked last week about, before the draft, about the need to protect Anthony. You obviously added that offensive line group. What do you like about these two guys?
You know what? Obviously, Gonzalez, he's a really good player. He's powerful. He's big. He's strong. He's going to come in and compete. And obviously, Bordellini, Wisconsin, again, adds depth there inside for us. He'll come in and compete as well. But again, you can't go wrong taking enough linemen on both sides. You build a team inside out, and that's what Chris has been doing here for years, and feel really confident about both our offense and defensive line going into next year.
Chris, I imagine your goal is to make this roster hard to make. You want it to be hard to make the cut. I mean, is this a hard football team to make this?
Yeah. No, it is. It is. And I mean, there's going to be great competition up front, both sides of the ball, both O-line and D-line. There'll be really good competition at wideout, you know, depending on how many we keep. We have some guys back that, you know, did some things at the end of the year we really like. So, I mean, I think across the board, I mean, we'll continue to work. I mean, there's a few spots we want to continue to add between now and the season. I mean, like I always tell y'all, there's no perfect team. There's not. Everybody's got something that, man, I wish I had a little bit better, you know. But you go to work and you take your time and you don't press and you make sure by the time the season starts and you get into the season, you can plug those positions. But, I'm pleased about where we're at right now.
What was it for Carlisle and Simpson to have the special team experience they have?
I don't know. I mean, look, when he's played on defense, so usually that translates pretty well. The one – I always make fun of our special team coaches, and, like, the one team is punt. That is the hardest one, you know, because you're protect – it's just different in the NFL. Punt protection is always the one, the big adjustment for guys. If you remember back to EJ Speed's rookie year, I mean, like EJ had, I mean, it took him time to learn how to play on the punt team, and they ended up being excellent on it. I mean, one of the better guys in the league, but it took him some time, and there were some games as a rookie he didn't dress, you know, it's primarily because of punt. So that's always the hard one, but we do think he's big, he can run. He's got toughness. He'll translate well to being a good special teams player. But like any young player and any rookie, it takes a little time. It's not just an instant, like, hit right away. I mean, it takes time. From all the, like, all the, I think of all, and I think that's an area we've done really well, from George Odom, who's still playing at a really high level, Zaire, Matt Adams. I mean, we've had a lot of guys been really good on teams here. And there's developmental stage with it.
I guess Micah, a little bit different mold of cornerback than you're used to drafting, but obviously you saw something in him.
Yeah. Well, look, his ability to go inside and play at the nickel is important. So that gives him some flexibility. So the ability to go in and out gives him some real value and gives him a chance to actually compete and make the roster. And look, anytime you – like 12 picks is 12 picks. That's not easy to do. So he's got a natural instinct and ball skills, you know, and that usually translates. We'll see. But we like him.
Mike mentioned that Tip Jennings is his cousin. Did that come up to you? And are there any similarities?
Hey, look, you just taught me something because I didn't know that. Tim was great, man. Tim was freaking good for us in Chicago. Wow, that's it. It's great. Yeah. So it's a look. His tape is really good. I thought he should have been at the combine. You know, for whatever reason, they don't end up there. That happens. But he's a really talented guy.
As you talk about, there's still maybe spots that you want to find something. Are you talking the veteran guy to fill a hole at corner, safety, whatever? Or
it could be. It just depends. You know, between now and the start of the season. And there's still some good players out there. I mean, there is. There's some veterans out there that can still play. You know, we'll dig and investigate all of them and then make a decision if we think they're the right fit for us as we go along.
No running backs. Is that something you think, because of the history of the position, you can find a guy? I don't want to diminish it, but you can find someone.
Yeah, I wouldn't diminish because there was some really good. It was a solid year at the running back position. You know, I thought that, you know, the first two, I think, that came off the board, I thought were both really good runners. I mean, I think the kid from Texas is going to be really good, and I think the Florida State kid is going to be excellent too. There wasn't as much depth as usual at that position, but it is one that I think over time, between now and the season, and we like what we got. We got some young guys that came in. You know, Trey did a really good job when he came in and played for us last year. So we got some guys on the roster we like. We get Hull back.
We
get Hull's healthy. We get him back, so we get to see what he can do. And he showed some really good signs last year.
Obviously, more building your offensive game plan, you're planning for the defensive end or the edge rusher that can change the game. And what do you see in Latu, I guess? Obviously, you won't have to defend him, but
When I look at defensive players in the draft and I get an opportunity to watch those guys, obviously, I kind of look at it from an offensive perspective as well. Like, hey, is this guy going to be a problem to deal with? And when I watched his tape, I said, I think he's going to be a problem. He has an arsenal of pass rush moves. He's got the Euro step. He's got the spin move. He's got speed to power, and the guy is relentless. I mean, he comes after that ball. He's a high motor guy. You guys talked to him the other day. He got nothing else but football. He loves it, and that's what we want here, and that's our culture. So we couldn't be more fired up to get him.
That's what they say about you.
Nah. It's always fun with Shane because when he likes somebody, because I always keep the door open there's a door in the draft room. It opens up, so you can just walk in and always keep it open. And I can always hear the steps. Hey, did you watch? How about this guy? I mean, so it's always fun. I always know when he likes a guy.
To that point, like you kind of came in at the tail end of the whole scouting process last year. Now you've been with the scouting staff a whole year. Do you feel like your coaching staff and the scouting staff are on the same page, and that's produced this draft class here?
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, hats off again to Chris and his staff, the work they put in, the scouts, the hours, the miles they put on their cars. I mean, going to look at these guys, 365 days a year, the continuity, this past year. Obviously, the defensive staff was here last year, so they've been through it with Chris and his staff. And obviously, our offensive staff going through it again for a second time. It's awesome. Couldn't be more excited about that process.
AD was pretty vocal about how he thought he should have gone earlier, and he's a little upset about it. When you got to meet with him, did you notice that chip on his shoulder, and could that be sort of a positive for him?
Absolutely. He's got a chip on his shoulder for sure. The guy's a hell of a football player, and shoot, thank God he dropped to us where he did, and we're fired up to have him.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by PrizePicks. Now, what is PrizePicks? PrizePicks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of PrizePicks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on PrizePicks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on PrizePicks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football, and tennis, and baseball, and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by PrizePicks. Pick more, pick less, It's that easy.
All right. So that was Chris Ballard, Shane Steichen recapping the 2024 NFL draft. Derek, there's a lot of information there. I think a couple things that I took away, obviously the Colts are very excited with all their picks, especially the first two guys. You know, yeah. Latu talking about just the arsenal pass rush moves that he has. Shane Steichen was not bullish about that, no question about that. And then A.D. Mitchell, you know, just very glad. And just the idea of he's a rare separator, you know. Mm-hmm. I think Shane Steichen was very adamant about that, which I definitely think was cool. I had a couple notes which I thought was quite interesting. So Micah Abraham, who I know we were kind of like, I don't know, with the RAS score, he actually didn't test at the combine at all. So that's probably in part due to why some of that stuff was down a little bit. I mean, So he didn't test, which I thought was interesting, but you know, exactly why we thought the Colts maybe took him was because the elite ball skills. And Ballard said, usually that translates. So we'll see on him. So that was definitely interesting. And then of course, when you're talking about,
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know, one of the guys that we were curious, Jalen Carlisle, that was an interesting one because, you know, he actually started out, Chris Ballard said this, I don't know if you were here yet when he said this, but he actually started out as a cornerback and he moved to safety and now he's moving to linebacker. And so, you know, just given him, he's such an athletic guy, like I said, like he, Missouri used him everywhere, man. He was everywhere. And so definitely was interesting to see what Indianapolis is going to use him with, and obviously how Richard Smith, the linebackers coach, is going to help mold him into the player they want him to be. And obviously very excited about him and the type of player that he can be for them, which I thought was quite interesting. One thing Ballard did mention, I mean, he didn't close the door on adding some more guys post-draft. Obviously, he's not going to reveal his hand right now, and the draft just ended. So there's going to be some time and some homework. But, I mean, we've talked about this, the Colts – we know have had some reported interest in some of those, you know, free agent safeties. So maybe that's the move post-draft. I guess we'll see. But, yeah, any other thoughts you had? I know you kind of came in a little bit late.
Yeah.
Those were some of the things that I had immediately. I mean, some of the stuff was obvious that he talked about that we, like, already knew. But I thought there was a couple interesting nuggets there.
Yeah, I mean, that was what most of that was them talking again about those top two guys and really wanting to get more of a understanding of how Shane Steichen felt about those particular players. And you can definitely see the excitement on Shane Steichen's face when they're talking about A.D. Mitchell. No question about that one, what he thinks about Mitchell at that spot and what he thinks he can become in this offense as long as everything goes according to plan. So, like you said, good little nuggets there for sure.
Yeah, there was so much information there. You know, they talked about Anthony Gold and just what he can provide for them overall. And so I thought that was quite interesting. You know, and they didn't rule out that, you know, what he does as a receiver as well. That's definitely something that we talked about a little bit, his explosion. Obviously, in the return department, they did reference, you know, the new rule changes and stuff like that. But then just what he can do offensively, they didn't rule that out at all. Just more explosion, talked him up a whole bunch, which was definitely cool to see. I thought it was interesting when they talked about, especially moving on to, you know, Tanner Bordellini. I thought that was interesting because they said he can play tackle too. He played some tackle at Wisconsin. He played some guard. He played some center. So, again, just another player on top of who we already knew when they drafted the other round prior, just another player on the offensive line that can play multiple positions, which I think is so, so valuable to what the Indianapolis Colts like to do. So, guys, that does it here for Chris Ballard and Shane Steichen's media availability post-draft press conference. Let me know your thoughts, any other nuggets that stuck out to you. Curious your thoughts on this. That'll do it for this one, guys. Thanks so much. And as always, go Colts.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.